in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu and Gundam, like, yo.
Yo, 皆さん, Manga City Podcast へようこそ。 Everybody, welcome to the Manga City Podcast. I'm your host, John Sensei, breaking down the world's best language for you 365 days a year. Today, on Sundays, I like to, talk a little bit outside of the natural grammar points that I do normally discuss Monday through Friday. And today's no different. I try to talk a little bit about maybe culture or about learning the language, things you can do to improve how you're studying it, or something along those lines. Sorry, I'm so tired. I've been working a lot lately. We've been working on a super secret project that I can't quite tell anybody about yet that keep me up at night. But today I want to talk a little bit about motivation in learning Japanese. Often, at least for myself, it's good to kind of refresh and think about why I'm actually learning the language. As you probably have heard me talk about before, the purpose of which, the mokuteki of which you're learning something, should always be kept in mind, because it is according to that mokuteki that we set mokuhyo, or goals. So if we are learning something, if we are trying to learn Japanese because we want to meet a lovely Japanese person and possibly start up a relationship with them, then it's important for us to be able to speak fluidly and fluently in Japanese. And so being able to do that is more important, perhaps, than, studying for, studying kanji or legal jargon or learning, Japanese animal bone names. There's plenty of Japanese vocabulary and grammar points to learn. So being able to use the correct word in the correct space, or using the correct grammar point, should be majoritively predicated upon what it is you're studying. So being able to kind of refresh that in our minds here, I think, is very, very important. I talk about this because I think learning a language is hard. It's not an easy thing to do. I think people often glorify or talk a lot about how fun it would be to be able to speak Japanese, or how cool it would be able to, watch my favorite anime or read my favorite manga in Japanese, then, the hard things that it take to actually get there. In the same time, I've also met people who have tried to learn Japanese and gotten through hiragana and katakana and had got the basics of Japanese down, but got discouraged and gave up on Japanese. So the purpose of this is to motivate you a little bit, and to remind you why you're studying the language. A lot of people that I've interviewed on this podcast, from Ryler Nielsen to people that I've interviewed more recently on the podcast, remember, like Shota Sensei from Bondlingo, have really all pushed out and talked about why remembering what you're studying is so important, because it really is what ties you back down to the language, which is what this is all about. So, outside of remembering just what your purpose is with the language of Japanese or what have you, I would also say this, that Japanese is supposed to be difficult. It's not supposed to be easy. Usually things of merit and things that are worth your time and money and energy are those things that take up your time, money, and energy. Having to, drop money to go to Japan, or having to struggle through learning the language. I have cried so many times over Japanese, particularly early on, because it was so painful to reorganize my brain and to think differently and to learn a different part of a different language and understand that I wasn't speaking it very well. Those were all very difficult things for me to go over. I remember people used to tell me all the time, oh, he doesn't understand. It was very difficult for me. It really was. because I understood them saying, he doesn't understand. That's all I could keep hearing for day after day after day. And it really took a lot of pain to be able to get to the point where I felt very, very comfortable in Japanese. And that's okay. I think sometimes we try to avoid pain so much that we miss out on some of the things that would make Japanese just that much better. With that though, I will sign off a little bit early today. I don't want to go, I don't know. My goal isn't to become a motivational speaker. My goal isn't to try to revitalize how you feel about something. My goal here is to be very honest with you and to give you some direction when it comes to learning Japanese, because you can learn it. You can very much, very well learn this language. I believe in you. I believe that this is the world's best language, and it can really inspire you and help you become a better linguist, or a better polyglot, or simply just a better person by being able to expose yourself to another culture and language. With that, though, I will sign off. Make sure to make mistakes, because after 10,000 mistakes, you do become fluent. With that, I'll see you tomorrow. Until then, Johnny. Get to work, sumi masen. Chotto matte, kudasai. Nanpa shita koto nai kedo, anata mecha kawaii. Honto ni. I say facts. Uchi ni. I like that. You with me. You with me. Onee-san, you're